علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently discussing on the topic of prophethood based on his sermons. Especially, we are currently going through the sermon number 192, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about some of the early believers and their struggles in the path of truth with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially at the onset of the prophetic message and the prophetic movement. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying that these groups of people, they were very much constrained in the material sense. أَضْيَقَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا حَالًا. Of course, when a person wills to go against the status quo of oppression, then they should not expect that they will have a very affluent life. In fact, they will probably face a lot of poverty. اتَّخَذَتْهُمُ الْفَرَاعِنَةُ عَبِيدًا. There was such that the oppressors of that time took them as slaves. That means they were forced to do what these oppressors were making them do. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوهُ الْعَذَابِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. And they made them taste very many difficult, tribulations and very difficult punishments. سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we saw that, these early believers had to face these difficulties. They had to face forced slavery. That means they had to, the system was such that they had to bow down to that oppressive state. Of course, they did not like it and they were struggling against it. But in some instances, they had to, the system would not allow them to do anything else apart from what they were doing and what those people wanted them to do. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. And they even made them taste the worst of punishments. Of course, when these people started to struggle and would not accept those wrong teachings and wrong statements, then they had to face the punishments. وَجَرَّعُوهُمُ الْمُرَارِ. And they had to drink a lot of, you can say they had to face those subjugations, those evil things. and all of that. So jarra'uhumul marar here means that in Arabic it means they had to drink very, very bitter fluids and bitter drinks. Here it means that they had to face bitterness, basically, because they had to do things that they didn't want to do. فَلَمْ تَبْرَحِ الْحَالُ بِهِمْ فِي ذُلِّ الْحَلَكَةِ وَقَهْرِ الْغَلَبَةِ. So their state continued in this way of being destroyed and being suppressed, and they did not have any way to fight against it. لَا يَجِدُونَ حِيلَةً فِي امْتِنَاعٍ. They didn't have the power and the strength. وَلَا سَبِيلًا إِلَىٰ دِفَاعٍ. Nor did they have any way to defend themselves. But because they continued the struggle, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ جِدَّ الصَّبْرِ مِنْهُمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw the seriousness of their patience, عَلَى الْأَذَى فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ. You know, despite the fact that they faced all of those difficulties and problems, they still went against those oppressors in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah's love. وَالْإِحْتِمَالَ لِلْمَكْرُوهِ مِنْ خَوْفِهِ. And they continued to bear difficulties and problems out of God's fear. جَعَلَ لَهُمْ مِنْ مَضَائِقِ الْبَلَاءِ فَرَجًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of success and victory from within those difficulties and problems. فَأَبْدَلَهُمُ الْعِزَّ مَكَانَ الذُّلِّ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them honor in place of the humiliation that they were facing. وَالْأَمْنَ مَكَانَ الْخَوْفِ. And security in the state, security instead of the fear that they were facing and the insecurity that they had before that. فَصَارُوا مُلُوكًا حُكَّامًا. And these societies, this society became a society whereby they were the leaders now, and they were the kings, and they were the ones that were showing the way. They were the ones that were showing the direction now. وَأَئِمَّةً أَعْلَامًا. And this was the victory that they faced and that they achieved.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, Allah subhanahu now Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about this issue and says that, see, these difficulties that they faced and the problems that they faced and the patience that they had despite the problems and difficulties and the steadfastness that they showed, it paid off. And now they became those flag bearers, and they were now the ones that were showing the path towards the people. They were leading this movement of fighting against oppression and suppression. That was what the Muslim community had achieved after all those struggles that they had. And now also, and every time, people need to understand that if they continue to struggle in the path of truth, then Allah will give them the opportunity to now show to others the way towards reaching and achieving perfection as a society. And especially now that we are within the, you can say, the week of unity, this week is one where we need to get together, where we need to together struggle to achieve the nobility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to achieve. وَقَدْ بَلَغَتِ الْكَرَامَةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ مَا لَمْ تَذْهَبِ الْآمَالُ إِلَيْهِ بِهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered them with His favors, and they were able to achieve what even their hopes and what their aims, what they hoped for even, was lesser than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Allah gave them beyond their hopes. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانُوا حَيْثُ كَانَتِ الْأَمْلَاءُ مُجْتَمِعَةً وَالْأَهْوَاءُ مُؤْتَلِفَةً. But this they were able to achieve because they were united groups and their views were together. This is where why they were able to achieve this, what they achieved, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha. As such, if we continue to be united, then just like the previous nations at the onset of the prophetic movement were able to reach beyond their expectations, nobility that was completely unseeable at that time, but they were able to achieve it, inshallah, even we as Muslims, we will be able to achieve if we are together in the path of truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه